Franco Brantley does it again for the second inning in a row, a go-ahead home run. His second home run tonight, a two-run shot to right, and the Indians are back on top, 7-5 here in the eighth inning.
Well, there you go. A little bit of what's coming up.
Stop,
Tom. That's enough.
They won't stop.
Yeah, the pitchers and catchers reporting today, and we know Sherrod Brown's a big Indians fan.
There's an article in today's Washington Post, I guess, that says why the Indians will win the AL Central. How about that? Yeah.
Well, I could buy that. I mean, certainly they got a great pitching staff. The problem with that clip is it has to be old because somebody for Cleveland hit a home run.
Uh-oh.
So they got nobody that can hit home run. I like this team. I like particularly the pitching staff. I wish they had a little more offense. But they got a good shortstop, good left fielder, good catcher, good second baseman. They can do some things.
Well, we know the pitching, the defense works. Now it's just to get a bat.
Yeah, their defense is way better than it used to be, obviously, yeah.
Well, we're talking with Senator Sherrod Brown this morning. We had him on the last week about some of the legislation you have going through. But this, we're going to talk today about the big news that came out of Washington when we found out about the passing of Judge Scalia.
And, of course, now it's up to President Obama. And I imagine you support his, that he wants to appoint somebody.
Well, I support him appointing somebody, but I mostly support Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, which says not may or not the president thinks about it, but the president shall nominate someone. I'm disappointed that within minutes of Justice Scalia's tragic death that Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, thought it was appropriate to say that the Senate will not even consider anybody and don't bother to the president. All I think we ask for is that the country asks for, and I think McConnell's seeing this reaction to what he said, is that the president nominates, the Senate does hearings, lengthy hearings for sure, in-depth hearings, and then the Senate votes on it, not a filibuster. There's really no tradition. There was one example of a filibuster when a guy was under criminal investigation, I believe, in the 60s. But the Senate should vote on it and see what happens then. But that's the way we've always done it. And Justice Kennedy, who sits in the court now, was confirmed during the last year of the Reagan presidency by the Democratic Senate. So the Senate needs to do its job. People are elected to do their jobs. They take an oath. They shouldn't be obstructionists. They shouldn't engage in this worst kind of gridlock.
What does it say about either party when the president comes out and says, yes, I'm going to nominate someone, the Republicans say, no, we're not going to bother with this now. It's not his responsibility, or he shouldn't be doing that. And Judge Scalia has yet to be buried.
No, it's tragic. And when I saw McConnell do that within minutes of the announcement of Justice Scalia's tragic death, it was pretty unsettling, and I think he got a pretty strong reaction. And the Democrats then probably unfortunately responded in kind, but it did not show the respect to Maureen and Scalia's nine children that it should have. I understand politics, but we should back off, let this process work. Every justice on this court, all eight of them, were confirmed in fewer than 100 days. The president's got 330 or 40 days left in his term, so he should move forward. And the Senate, we chose to run for these offices. We took an oath. We should do our job. We should investigate him, do hearings, and then vote on him, period. Or her. I don't know who the president's going to pick.
Right. Have you been involved in the confirmations? Were you there for Eleni Kagan?
I've been involved in... My first week in office, I supported a President Bush nomination for a local district judge that Senator Voinovich and DeWine had pushed forward. I signed off. We confirmed her. I've been in the Senate during two confirmations, Sotomayor and Kagan. Those were not particularly close, but there were a number of no votes, and it's a pretty contentious, and this one will be very contentious when you take somebody as sort of ultra-conservative as Scalia and you appoint instead a moderate to liberal justice instead that President Obama will, I assume, choose, but somebody, no question, that will be qualified, and someone, no question, in my mind, will have already been investigated and vetted and analyzed in great detail.
Does everybody express an opinion, or do some people sort of get appointed or sort of said, well, you'll take the lead on this? How does that work within the Senate?
Well, in the Senate, the Judiciary Committee does the real in-depth work. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not on the Judiciary Committee. I will meet with the president's nominee. I met with Kagan and Sotomayor before. Discuss. I think she will go around, or he will go around, whomever the president picks, and individually talk to every single senator, even, you know, somebody like Senator Cruz, who's pretty much already said he's voting no and against anybody.
Well, we appreciate you coming on this morning to give a little insight into that. It's a process that we'll all look forward to seeing, yeah. And we'll just to see the way things go. It's kind of an interesting thing. It takes the headlines somewhat a little bit off the presidential race, in a sense, and it has a whole other component to this year.
Yeah, and it's a thank you. It's a great American tradition. We've done it this way for 200 years. I would add one more point for if this vacancy stays open for a year, which Senator McConnell wants it to, that will be the first time since the Civil War. Because of the Civil War, that there was not a judge, that the court only had eight, and that doesn't work for our country, if I could just sum up with that. But thanks so much for having me on again. Good talking to you guys again.
Thanks, Jared. Have a good day.
Thanks, Greg. See you.